Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust over 40 years of experience providing innovative pension solutions. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
The operators of Dublin Airport have been told to report back by tomorrow morning on solutions that can be put in place ahead of the upcoming bank holiday weekend to deliver an acceptable passenger experience. That's what the phrase that was used during the day. It comes after Minister for Transport Eamon Ryan and Minister of State for International Transport Hildegard Nocton, who you heard there, met DAA representatives this morning following scenes that saw more than 1,000 passengers miss flights yesterday due to lengthy queues. Well, just after 5 o'clock, we'll be hearing from the Dublin Airport Authority. But first, our reporter John Cook has been meeting passengers who's been having a much calmer airport experience in Shannon, by all accounts. So tell us what's been happening there, John.
At the risk of them sounding smug, Cormac, they've been having a great day. They're heading on their holidays, people heading to the sun and places further afield. It's not what people stuck in queues in Dublin want to hear, I'm sure, but it is a very different scene. They're back to 26 routes at Shannon since, regular commercial aviation began again after lockdown. They serve 11 countries with 220 scheduled flights a week right now. So there were flights departing Shannon to New York, Newark, New Jersey, Boston, London, Manchester and Barcelona as I joined the departure queues, though, as some passengers told me, there were no real queues, or certainly nothing like they'd seen in pictures from Dublin Airport over the weekend. So the sense of calm was really obvious among passengers and staff as I spoke to some of those checking in, starting with Anne and her daughter from Boston. They arrived in Dublin Airport on holidays a few weeks back before visiting family in Galway and flying home from Shannon Airport this afternoon.
Based on the news reports I've seen, I'm delighted that we're flying out of Shannon because I've heard of thousands of people missing their flights yesterday. You know, we had a similar situation in Boston with JetBlue, but they were saying it was basically for staffing issues.
My name is Sharon McAuliffe. I'm from upstate New York. We flew in and out of Shannon because we like Shannon Airport better than Dublin anyway, because it's usually very helpful and small lines and everything else.
Got through everything in how long, from the car park to the check-in?
Half an hour till here.
You happy with that?
Yes, very happy. Well, we still have to go through customs. Mm-hmm.
So. Had you heard about the experience of busy airports in Dublin and other parts of the world right now?
Yes, but we actually talked to caddies on the golf course who told us there was a six-hour wait.
My name is Paul D. Galvin. I'm from Kerry.
You're in Shannon today. You had experience in Dublin yesterday. What happened?
Yeah, our son was travelling down to meet us because we had American relations over, and he was to travel back, and he's flying down, and he arrived at 6 a.m. and Dublin Airport to get a 10:30 flight, I think, down to Kerry. 9 o'clock flight. And we didn't make it, didn't get through, so he had to get out. Once he got into the airport, he couldn't get out. The security wouldn't let him get out. He had to get a train. It cost him €50 to get a taxi down to the train station, Houston. And then he got on the train, and the train broke down. Then he had to get off the train.
Started at 6 a.m., and he landed at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's not a good experience at all.
You're in Shannon. You mentioned Far and Four. We have airports in the west of Ireland as well. What do you think?
Well, it should be more interconnected flights and should be regionalised more. It makes sense, you know.
My name is Claudia. I'm originally from Poland, but I've been living here 15 years now, and I'm flying to Manchester with my 2-year-old daughter.
Straight in from the car park to check in. How long did all that take?
5-7 minutes.
Yeah. 5 to 7 minutes from car park to check in to your coffee. You're being smug now when you look at those queues we saw in Dublin Airport.
I know.
What did you think of that when you saw that last night?
It's madness. It's absolutely craziness. I'm actually glad we don't have to fly from Dublin. I don't think I'd be brave enough to go from Dublin, especially with a child.
We were delighted we didn't do Dublin when we saw the news and stuff last night because we were going to do Dublin, but obviously Shannon worked out better for us.
Would you have any option out of Cork?
No, Cork had a Cork-Providence route, which was great. Yeah, more routes for Cork would be my recommendation.
Ronan from Galway.
Who's with you, Ronan?
I have Fiona, my wife, and I have Dara and Katie.
Are you going on holidays, guys?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Spain.
Oh, wow, sunny Spain, great.
We arrived about 1:50 beforehand, so it's very easy compared to what we saw on the news yesterday.
What do you think of that when you saw people missing flights yesterday?
Oh, very disappointing, especially when people haven't gone away since pre-COVID, like, so yeah, fierce disappointing for families and just seemed to be chaos, really. And when you have young kids with you, the last thing you want is to have no toilet facilities, no areas to change kids, like.
It looked hard, didn't it?
Yeah, it looked terrible.
Do you find there's enough options here for you in Shannon and the west of Ireland, the regional airports?
It'd be nice if there was a larger variety of flights going from Shannon. I suppose that's why Dublin has the majority of people going, but it would be nice if there was more flights.
Guys, have a fantastic holiday. Have great fun, will you?
Bye.
Have lots of ice cream.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Enjoy the holiday. That's young Dara and his family from County Galway heading for sunny Spain. Is it, John? So it sounds like it sounds like chalk and cheese, Shannon, in Dublin, really. No waiting times or minimal waiting times there.
It really is. They're having the day that all those families in Dublin should have had yesterday. So it just makes you feel all the worse for people who miss their family holidays. I know all of this might be adding to the stress of those waiting in long queues in Dublin as we speak. But since the surge in demand for travel returned after 2 years of COVID lockdown, passengers using the airports from Knock down to Kerry have been sharing stories online about what a completely different picture it is at our regional airports. Here at Shannon, they've invested in new security screening technology. It means no more liquid restrictions, no need for the little plastic bags anymore, no having to take your makeup out of your bag, Cormac, anymore. And it follows on from other firsts they've had in the past, from duty-free to US pre-clearance, because management say the regional airports need unique selling points to compete with Dublin, where the major airlines base their hubs. Though Niall Maloney, the operations and commercial director at Shannon, says current problems at larger airports are understandable as a result of the entire aviation industry being mothballed for 2 years.
You go to the bigger airports like Heathrow, Manchester, and stuff. I think all airports are struggling in terms of the return to operation. You know, we've had our own challenges, but to be fair, we've had a fantastic experienced team here in Shannon Airport. We've invested capital wisely during the COVID period. We have our staff here. We work with all our stakeholders. You know, we work as a team here, so it's not about the airport.
Enough staff? Did you have trouble getting them back?
Well, I think any industry, yeah, and you take anyone from food and beverage, hospitality, airports, we've all had issues. But to be fair, we put enough procedures and plans in place. We had a number of recruitment programs in place. And the proof is in the pudding in terms of the feedback from our passengers using our airport today is extremely positive. And we want that to continue over the next few summer months. It's about planning. It's about having experienced people on the shop floor. And it really is about having a good work ethic in terms of, because for us it's trying to win the hearts of passengers. And we were a small airport like ourselves. It really is a challenging environment, the best of times. So what we're actually doing is putting in place measures to make sure that the 26 routes that we have this summer, you know, that we can fill them to capacity as much as possible. Because the only way we're going to win more routes is by filling the flights that we currently have. They're doing quite well. We're coming to the end of the month of May, and we're hoping that over the summer months that the load factors on those planes will increase substantially, that the airline customers will look at Shannon favourably for 2023 and say, like, you know, we might be able to put more routes to Shannon.
I'd say a lot of people are looking at Shannon now. That's Niall Maloney, Commercial Director at Shannon Airport. And we heard calls from passengers earlier for more options from Cork and Kerry as well. John, it's a big political issue in many parts of the country, isn't it?
And it has been for many years, Cormac, ever since there was talk of, well, Terminal 2 in Dublin or extra runways, and particularly since these large crowds and queues have become the story at Dublin since the return of passenger travel after COVID in recent months. Business groups too, for instance, Limerick Chamber called for some of Dublin's flights to be diverted through the regional airports in recent months. And politicians have been calling for a rethink on Ireland's aviation policy, saying it makes no sense to funnel almost 90% of inbound and outbound flights through Dublin Airport. I spoke to Clare Independent TD Michael McNamara, who described scenes at Dublin Airport yesterday as looking like scenes from Kabul Airport or the fall of Saigon. Such was the chaos encountered. But I asked him about possible solutions and whether regional airports have a role.
Well, obviously, there's been a mismanagement of Dublin Airport in the very short term, but in the much longer term, there's been a mismanagement of aviation and aviation policy in this country. It's been all completely centralised in Dublin Airport. In the past, a far higher proportion of passengers in Ireland were travelling through other airports like Shannon, like Cork, and of course, since then, Knock has also been developed. And those airports can take a lot more passengers and a greater proportion of the number of passengers. Dublin will continue to be, of course, the biggest airport in the country. It's the biggest city. But you know, we've seen a massive growth in passenger numbers in Dublin that hasn't been mirrored in the other airports. They have grown, but at a much slower rate. And we need to rebalance that.
Ministers Eamon Ryan and Hildegard Nocton demanding answers from the Dublin Airport Authority as to how this can be avoided again this bank holiday weekend and beyond. But beyond that, what can they do about this regional imbalance you talk about? And can they tell the airlines to move their flights elsewhere?
Well, I don't think they can tell them to move their flights elsewhere tomorrow morning, but they can put a cap on the amount of flights that an airline however, the proportion of an airline's flights that are going in and out of Dublin. So if they want to use Dublin for 75% of their flights, they have to use the other airports for 25% of their flights. That's done in other EU member states, notably the Netherlands. So, I mean, it is possible to do that. You know, that is interference in the market, of course, but, you know, Dublin has a dominant position in the market, which it is used to squeeze Shannon, Cork and its competitors. And I think that dominance needs to be tackled now for the benefit of the whole state and aviation across the whole state.
And that is Clare Independent TD Michael McNamara speaking to John Cook at Shannon Airport.